This is The Good Life, food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Every Saturday, it's food, wine, and fun for your ears right here from the KNSS Good Life Studio. I hope you had a great week. What a beautiful day outside. If you haven't been outside, man, you're burning daylight, literally. It's just beautiful, clear and blue, light winds. It's a lovely day. But wherever you are, I'm glad you got the radio on. If you're in the car, drive careful. Today's program is it's about Italy in so many different ways. It's so weird how things work. And it's nothing to do with my brilliance or expert scheduling. It's merely coincidence. But this whole week, this show has been planned for several weeks, and this whole week has been filled with Italian things. And those of you who have known me for a time know that I spent a good bit of time in northern Italy and love it. And we had an Italian dinner Wednesday night Tuesday or Wednesday night, as part of a West Side wine group, and man, the wines were so good. And the wine of the week this week is also from Italy, but more importantly, the author that I'm going to speak with seems like a really interesting gal, and her co-author has been on the program before. This book that these two girls put together, Tasting Italy, and you go, well, that's a pretty broad name. But then if you look further at the book cover, it says National Geographic and America's Taste Kitchen. And if you know anything about pictures and food, those two things are a good brand. 100 kitchen-tested recipes, a culinary journey, Tasting Italy. My guest is Eugenia Bone. She's a nationally known food and nature journalist and so much more, and author. Her work has appeared in many publications, Saver, Food & Wine, Martha Stewart Living, New York Times, on and on and on. She's the author of 6 books. Her most recent, before this one, though, was about microbes and things in food, and really interesting. That would have been a fun show to talk about. But more importantly, this James Beard Award winner from New York is nice enough to join us today. Eugenia, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you. Hi, Guy.
You guys did such a jam up. This is, no kidding, probably my top of the book list for a James Beard Award for 2018.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad you like it. Yeah, it's a pretty good-looking book.
Well, I'm a sucker for photography, no matter who took it and as I thumb through, and Max will tell you, the guy that call you my technical guru, I'm just sitting here going, oh, I've had this. I have had that fried zucchini. It looked exactly like that, you know, and I've had the little stuffed veal cutlets, and wow, you just it's okay. Enough of the effusive praise. Let's talk about you, Eugenia. When I went and looked at your website, and folks, you can do that too, and you should, because it's simply Eugenia Bone. You can figure it out, and she's on Facebook and Twitter. There's links at goodlifeguy.com, but you are. But I think it's more appropriate to call you a scientist, a microbiologist, and then you got...
I don't think so. I mean, I write about what microbiologists do, and I'm interested in biology, and it comes out of my interest in food. I mean, the connections, especially, I wrote a book about preserving, and that's all about microorganisms, yeah. And, you know, I love these unseen connections that make things grow and that make things taste good, that define terroir and so on.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to rack my brain. I had a gal on. She'd put together a book called Gut Gastronomy.
Oh, far out.
And it was all about the good things you should eat and how they benefit overall health and well-being
somebody when you eat. Beyond yourself.
Yeah.
You're feeding like a whole community as well.
And there's a lot of stuff going on down there that we don't even think about or really even want to think about in some cases. Interesting stuff. But you are food-centered, in my opinion, looking at some of the other things you've written and certainly being a part of this book. What got you interested in both aspects, but in particular the food side of this?
So my dad is is 92 years old. His name is Edward Giobbe, and he wrote cookbooks, Italian food books, starting in like 1971. And in those days, there really weren't any celebrity chefs. You know, the chefs that were well-known in the New York area, where I'm from, were, you know, middle-class, working-class guys, mainly from France and Italy and so on. And my dad was a part of that crowd, and so he would do these fantastic potlucks with people like Pierre Frenet and Jacques Pepin, who was the sort of youngest of the group. And I learned, I developed my palate eating around those guys and, you know, washing the dishes and running out to get parsley and being sent on little chores when they were at my dad's house.
Oh, man.
So my interest in Italian food is specifically comes from the fact that my dad is an Italian from central Italy, from Le Marche. But also my appreciation of cookery comes out of this great scene that he was a part of in the 70s and 80s.
Well, who came up with the idea of this book, and who put you and your co-author, Julia, together?
So I got a call from a friend, Adam Coet, at America's Test Kitchen, and he said, look, we're thinking about doing this book with National Geographic, where we're going to look at the food of Italy from this geographic standpoint. And he said, are you willing to write it? And I had just come off writing a science book, and that was really a pretty tough one to write. And so I said, I can do half of it. Let me bring on a colleague. And that's when I reached out to Giulia Della Croce, who is a wonderful Italian food expert. And so she and I agreed to take on the book. We were in charge of the essays, and we advised America's Test Kitchen on their selection of recipes. They developed the recipes that that we all felt best illustrated the different regions, and National Geographic did the photography, all of the art, the layout, and these fabulous maps, which to me is what really makes this book unique, you know, is that you can understand food through maps. I just think that's so cool.
Well, and it certainly can be an exceptional guide to food and wine enthusiasts who might be planning a trip to Italy.
Yeah, I think it's really, really useful because if you're planning on, say, traveling in Piemonte, you can learn, you'll learn about the specialty foods from that area. You'll learn what foods come from, whether it's the hills or the mountains or the plain, the Po Plain. You know what foods to kind of expect, you know, that you're going to encounter more polenta than and rice than pasta dishes. And then there's some small, there's some information about wines here, but it's definitely not wine-focused.
Yeah.
So for experts like yourself, you know, it might not provide quite as much material as you'd like, but it gives you they're kind of thumbnail sketches of the sort of greatest hits of the wines. So the wines of a region. So if you go to Le Marche, for example, the book will let you know, oh, you want to try a Verdicchio while you're there, because they're particularly good from Le Marche.
Well, you know, it's just, I feel so lucky that the Air Force provided me an opportunity to spend time in northern Italy with a good bit of time off, because I sat Nuke Alert and F-4s in Aviano up in the Veneto. And we would send crews down there, and there'd be two crews for each airplane. And so we were there for 10 days, and you would have 5 days on sitting alert, where you're inside a fenced-in prison, if you will. And the other crew was off. And
and loose in northern Italy.
Oh, man. And you,
I bet you had a great time.
It doesn't take long to learn how to get around on trains, and we never made it, we never took the scary risk of being too far away and not being able to get back home, you know, so we focused primarily on northern Italy and Tuscany, but just spending time in Aviano, in the Veneto, one of the prettiest parts of all of Italy. Northern Italy is so much more alpine than central and southern Italy, and the food is... I'll tell you what, let's take a break. I think one of the most important aspects of the book And one of the most important things to know about Italy, and you guys did such a good job, is that regional difference. And it started back in the Renaissance when, and then as Italy became more unified, all those areas have their own subculture and food affinities and growing capability. And it really does.
Absolutely.
It paints all of Italy in a
color. It's a lot of little countries.
Yeah, it is. What fun. Well, I'm so glad you're with us. And, you know, Julia was on my program. I tried to find it, but it was before I had my website redone. She was on, and I think it was either the Vegetarian Table back in like 94 or 5, or maybe the Classic Italian, one of her first books. And you guys are quite the team. We'll come back. We're going to talk about it. The book's called Tasting Italy. Go to goodlifeguy.com. Follow some of the links. Look around. You're going to want this book. We'll give one away later in the program.